All right, welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show at 540 FM. Oh, excuse me, 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM The Shaw. You know, Evan, before we go to the phone lines, I'm just watching officers who were caught up in the middle of that, and they are demanding accountability.
Yeah.
They are demanding many. They're officers who wound up committing suicide after what took place, man.
Three officers who were maimed.
They're maimed for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, they're going to be sacrificed because we have a government that doesn't have the courage to, especially, man, congressmen and senators and the president of the United States.
I can still see their faces the night of the 6th when they decided to reconvene to push through the certification to make Joe Biden the president of the United States. I can still hear Mitch McConnell denouncing the entire thing, denouncing Trump. It almost felt like we were going to turn a corner that day. It almost felt like it.
Yeah, who do we have on the line?
We've got Catherine. Catherine.
Hey, Catherine, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Sure. Hi, Earl. I just wanted to congratulate you on the new radio station there. So you've got an office in Waukesha, and you're going to be on from 8 to 11 in the morning. I think that's great.
Yeah,
I'm
well,
really
that's
glad they're covering Milwaukee again.
Yeah, you know, when the studio opens up in about the middle of February, I'll be back on 8 to 11. And so I'm really, truly excited. And I guarantee you we're going to bring top-notch radio to Waukesha in the city of Milwaukee.
Well, I was calling because it was really interesting to hear you interview the mayoral candidate, one of them for Milwaukee.
Two now, yeah.
And you said you're going to have several more on. Yeah. Which brings me to one of my pet peeves and interests, and that's that I think it's really great to have people get on the radio and talk. That's one of the best ways to, you know, hear about who's running for office and choose. But we never ask the local representatives, or hardly ever ask them, what are you going to do for the environment? What are you going to do to reduce the CO2 in the city? We don't think about all the things that a city can do. You know, weatherizing buildings. We have all sorts of things that can be affected by the permits you give out, by the zoning. Zoning is a big thing as far as, you know, changing environment. Transportation, you know, and we just don't think about that. They say that over 40 to 70% of the CO2 in the city comes from buildings, and the city has a lot to say about what goes on in buildings. We should start pressing them more. So I think they just don't think about it enough.
So let me say, let me say this, Kathy. I think you're right on point, and I'm going to have them on repeatedly. Before, you know, the election. So I will definitely follow up on that with the other candidates. I think it's a great idea.
Great.
And I don't have all the answers, but certainly many people in the audience do. And thank you very much for that important information. I will definitely utilize that.
Yep. Thanks, Earl.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. Who do we have up next, Evan?
Up next, we've got Mary from Tulsa.
Hey, Mary, what's going on, my friend?
Yeah. Good evening, Earl and Evan. Hey, I've got some great concerns. Can hardly believe in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. Threefold, the pandemic, climate change, and global warming, and most significantly, the threat that we are witnessing to democracy. I think that people think and act when they're affected on a personal level. And regarding democracy, I would hope that people would seriously think about what democracy is and consider three major ways they would be affected if democracy goes down, and it can happen pretty quickly.
Well, give us the three ways.
Well, number one, voting rights. How would people like to live there, lose their voting rights? Economic impact.
You know, Mary, they're working on taking away voting rights as we speak. So,
yeah, big deal.
Go ahead.
And then think about life in Russia, life in China. You know, how would anybody like to trade places with people living under those regimes? we don't want to do it. We got to act. We got to think about this seriously. Mm-hmm. You know, we celebrate the 4th of July, our independence from from England. You know, now we have to really start to think about democracy and what's going on right here in our country.
You know, Mary, that is the most frustrating part of all of this, is that what took place on the 6th should not be, you know, covered over. And it is a year later, and I think all of us remember where we were, and to witness what we saw on television yet.
Thanks for highlighting.
I'm sorry, you said what?
Yeah, thanks for highlighting this and bringing it to our attention, and keep up the good work.
Hey, thank you, my friend. It's always good to hear from you. We'll be certainly talking a lot in the coming days. You know, Evan, a year later, and yet there's been crocodile tears cried by the families of some of those perpetrators. They said there were over 2,000 people mm-hmm. who actually made it inside the Capitol.
Yeah.
You know, so all of them at the least were trespassing.
Yep.
All of them broke some law.
Yeah.
To hear people say, well, they went in, but they didn't do anything. Well, what are you talking about? It wasn't open for tourists.
No. Yeah, we can't have this demarcation. We really can't. Really dangerous people are going to slide under the radar if we start parsing this in that way. Like, oh, you didn't take a club to the skull of a police officer? Okay. Then that's different. It's absolutely true.
I heard him say, there were some little old ladies from Pasadena that were there, and they really didn't do anything. They were just having, they're going around on a tour, and they were looking. No.
Like seven people.
They broke
died
the law.
Seven.
You
people
know, for
died.
People who swear by law and order.
Yeah.
Any other time, but in this instance, they were patriots. Well, who said? The law didn't say they were patriots, right?
Nope.
So if the law didn't say they were patriots, it doesn't matter what the other side says about this. They were criminals.
Context is everything. It's everything. Yeah. It'd be one thing if there was actual malfeasance in this way, where the will of the people was being usurped, was being ignored by the will of the few.
Let me tell you what I saw. I saw thuggery. They were thugs.
Yeah.
And
no, that's a great way to put it.
What they were. Call them what they were. They were thugs. And so thugs invaded the Capitol. And thugs should have paid a price. Yeah, you can't have it both ways. Yeah. So I'm going to thank everybody once again who made the show go. I'm going to be joined tomorrow by Acting Mayor Chevy Johnson. He'll be on with me at 5:30. Evan, thank you. Thank the listening audience. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Take care, my friend.
All right.